Iran's top diplomat has condemned EU sanctions imposed on Tehran for allegedly planning to carry out attacks in Europe. In a tweet, Mohammad Javad Zarif said sanctions will not absolve Europe of its responsibility for harboring terrorists. Zarif added that European countries, including Denmark, Holland, and France, have given shelter to Mujahideen-e-Khalq terrorist organization. The MKO is one of several EU-based anti-Iran groups that have carried out terrorist attacks inside Iran. MKO alone has killed thousands of people in the country since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. On Tuesday, the EU froze assets of an Iranian intelligence unit. Joining us out here now out of South Bend is E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, sir. Your thoughts on this story and the fact that Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, is saying, the topic here should not be, these sanctions against Iran, but more so, why is Europe, harboring terrorists that have, committed thousands of civilian and diplomatic casualties on Iranian soil?
Question is, why is this coming up now? And I think that the main reason for this is the failure of the current policy in the Middle East. We saw just this past week Trump once again tried to withdraw the troops from Syria, and at this point both Pompeo and Bolton, who were supposed to be working for him, both contradicted him and said that the troops are staying in Syria. So the reason for this is they have to find some type of justification for all the failures that they've created in the Middle East. The main reason that Iran has moved into the position of being a regional power is because the United States took out Saddam Hussein. If they don't recognize that fact, or in order to disguise that fact, they have to blame Iran for continued action. And this is an example of the type of action that they need to look for to pin the blame on Iran and therefore justify their own policy.
No, but why is it okay, Mr. Jones, for European countries to give shelter to terrorists that have blown up bombs in next to Iran's parliament, have killed civilians, blown up bombs in numerous places throughout Iran? Why is it okay for them to give shelter to these terror groups to begin with?
Because certain terror groups are working for these people and they're doing their bidding. So there are good terrorist groups and there are bad terrorist groups, depending on whether the United States or NATO needs to use these people at a particular moment. That explains the double standard here.
Thank you for joining us there out of South Bend, Oregon. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine.